Hello, welcome back to Two Foodies and a Friend. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your other host, Micah. And today we have Zay on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you, Zay.
Of course. As always, we're going to get right into it. We're going to be starting with something we haven't done before. What are your guys' food hot takes?
Okay, food hot takes. This is a recent one. We recently had like a Chick-fil-A mukbang on the channel last
Friday.
Yes,
that's true.
And I'm just going to say it. Chick-fil-A is really just not that great without sauce.
That is a hot take. I could not agree more, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I was thinking that. And then I had a good experience with Chick-fil-A. But after that mukbang with the dry chicken, I don't know how I feel. So I'm going to have to agree on that one.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know. It was just a little bland. Little one-dimensional after.
I think everyone can agree it's overhyped.
Yeah, I get behind that. Yeah, for sure.
How long was the line today, Zay?
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
We didn't go drive-thru. We just went regular. It took me about approximately 5.7 minutes to get my food. Not too bad compared to its average.
Not bad at all.
6.7.
Especially during rush hour, yeah.
Especially, absolutely, yeah.
All right. And so what is your hot take, Zay?
My hot take, I'm going to go with... also, as you guys probably know by now, from our years of friendship and acquaintancement, I'm a big breakfast guy.
Okay.
So my hot take, dinner for breakfast.
Okay, not breakfast for dinner.
No. Dinner for breakfast. So like a nice pizza. Leftover steak, maybe maybe some cold vegetables. Okay. Really, it's a great way to start your day off.
Yeah, okay, that's not bad. I don't mind it. I see like all these like health TikTok influencers and they're like the only way you can start your day off is with raw liver and raw honey.
I don't know if I would
salt.
Take it that far.
Have you guys noticed that all the like health videos are on cutting boards?
They're all to hop off everything with salt. Like honey,
natural, like, big,
eat, like
really big salt.
They'll eat like raw liver, like 3 dates, and then like just like salt on like a cutting board. Not even a plate, just a cutting board.
And then, like fruit.
Yeah, and then they'll like take a photo like in the wilderness of them eating it.
Oh, good times.
Great times.
Right, this is how men were supposed to eat.
Yeah.
All right. My hot take is that tomatoes are a top 3 vegetable.
That's crazy. I feel like it's crazy.
I would agree with that, except the fact that tomatoes actually are a fruit.
Oh. So, thank you for getting technical.
Yeah, because they actually have seeds. So, would you say they're a top 3 fruit?
Or salad ingredient.
I would say they're a, I don't know about salad ingredient, but I would say they're a key component in the burger.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can absolutely get behind that. Absolutely.
I feel like I can eat a burger without tomato. I do think it does help with the juiciness.
It's just way too dry unless I'm just dumping it in sauce if I don't got a nice maybe a thin, slice. Maybe a little bit of like a little bit thick, medium thickness of tomato in there. Yeah, for sure.
A nice big old tomato.
Yeah.
And an heirloom.
Yeah.
All right. So the next thing that kind of ties into what Zay was saying for breakfast, or unless whatever way you prepare an egg, it's normally for breakfast, but top 3 ways to prepare an egg.
Micah, you want to start us off here? I feel like you'd be really good with eggs.
I'm not a huge egg guy, Okay, so number 3, I'm going to have to go... I'm going to have to go just a regular, just like fried egg in a skillet.
Skillet, okay, I see you.
Like sunny side up, probably.
Sunny side up, for sure. Not bad.
Some nice salt in there, too. And then I'm going to have to go scrambled with some ketchup.
Ooh. Okay, so you like ketchup on your
you're
eggs.
You're a big ketchup guy.
Or hot sauce.
Yeah, hot sauce.
Saucy eggs. Sure.
Yeah, it has some flavor. I think eggs need some flavor.
Yeah.
And then, are you guys familiar with egg in the middle of the toast?
Sure.
What's it
called? We cut a hole in the middle.
You cut a hole, and then to one up that, you can use leftover challah.
Oh my god.
Challah and oh my god, my grandpa makes that. It's pretty tasty. Yeah.
It is. Bust.
Eggs in a nest.
Eggs in a nest.
Yeah.
That is good.
So that's definitely gonna be number 1 for me.
Good stuff, dude.
My number 3, I'm gonna go a nice scrambled egg, not too dry. Yeah. Nice moist scrambled egg.
Soft scramble.
With good, mm-hmm. Nice soft scramble with good seasoning.
Yeah.
At my number 2, I'm going to go like a crispy fried egg with where the yolk is still runny.
Yeah.
So the outsides of the white are crisped up.
Yeah.
You got to make sure the pan gets hot enough for that.
Yeah.
And then at my number 1, I'm actually going to go a beautifully soft, soft-boiled egg with salt and a lot of black pepper.
All right. I like the soft-boiled egg. That's a really good pick. It's hard to get right, but it is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for my number 3, I'm gonna go. I'm actually gonna go soft boiled.
Great egg.
I'm not a fan of boiled.
I feel like once
it's not
you
for me.
Eat the soft boiled egg, it's just
you can't turn back. You can't turn back.
Number two, I'm gonna go soft scramble. Maybe a little cheese in there.
Oh.
Yeah. You can make it an omelet. You can add whatever bacon, beef bacon, turkey bacon. Thank you
for your sensitivity. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then my number one is gonna be. I don't know if you guys. You guys are definitely familiar, but poached eggs.
Oh yeah.
Poached eggs are great.
Do you have the containers where you can where you put the poached egg in and you butter up the inside?
I don't.
Oh, that's a definite recommend.
Oh, they're good. Just make them in water, but yeah.
Yeah. So what I do is I grab a. I'm kind of an egg connoisseur, so I have a lot of like different egg making tools.
Yeah.
I would look up poached egg maker on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a definite cop for me.
Okay.
Do you know what I want to try? I really want to try those, like, I believe they're quill eggs, or like the massive eggs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the massive ones are ostrich. Ostrich.
Oh, ostrich.
Quail eggs are tiny, but.
Yeah. Oh, the quail, okay, yeah.
Or like duck eggs are also bust.
Yeah, yeah they're good. They're pretty similar.
I'm actually going to change my answer. I'm going to go egg in the middle of the sandwich for the, for my third pick instead of.
Like, like a nice egg sandwich?
Yeah, like a nice egg sandwich on maybe a bagel.
With like some avocado and some hot sauce.
Yeah, some avocado. Yeah, for sure.
So, like, some cheese too. New Yorkers would say, bacon, egg, and cheese with salt, pepper, ketchup. You want that? Like, on a bagel.
And the bev.
Never.
Except, and an orange drink from the bodega. Obviously, not bacon. Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon? Yeah, you guys like turkey bacon? All right.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah, all
right. What are you guys' least favorite ways to prepare an egg?
Okay. At my number one, I gotta go with. Hard-boiled egg that's too boiled.
Yeah, like overcooked. Overcooked egg.
So where the yolk starts getting like a little greenish.
Yeah. Like the outside is gray. And like,
not,
come on now,
it is not bust. It is not bust.
It's not bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't like just like if you like fry an egg and just cook it like to heck.
Where the
like,
yolk gets too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah, it's
it's
probably a one on the bust meter for me.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
It's actually a 1 out of 10 on the bust
meter. For me, it's the scrambled eggs that are just like
dry.
One, undercooked and not at all like... Like, got no crisp, no seasoning.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just, like, bland and grayish looking.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, or a hard-boiled egg. Or deviled eggs. I'm not a deviled egg guy.
Oh, I love deviled eggs.
I think they're a little overrated. I just don't really like eggs and mayonnaise together. Just
actually, to be fair, I've never tried a deviled egg, but they always kind of gross me out.
Oh, they're so good.
But I'll try
I just
one.
Don't like
they're solid. They're a solid 7 out of 10 on the bust-o-meter.
All right. It's the bust-o-meter. That's our new... I think that might be our new meter.
Is that a new... Is that a reference to Justin Bust Beanstalk?
Yeah.
I think it might be, actually.
Yeah, oh, I think really it might cool, be.
It's an unconscious reference.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because he has been on our show and before.
Yeah. Wow, the bust-o-meter. It's the bust-o-meter. Okay.
All right. So now we're going to be do Mount Rushmore of breakfast foods. This is kind of tie into the egg thing.
Yeah, this is a really breakfasty episode. We just really like breakfast as our big as our franchise. So, is it, are we going Mount Rushmore of breakfast foods?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. So, these are kind of the goats.
Okay, so the goats?
Yeah.
I think this is pretty much preference for the one for one of them. I think you have to either go pancakes or waffles.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm more of a waffles guy.
Really? Yeah. That might be the L take of the day.
It might be, but I think...
Pancakes, easily solo. Grandpa's pancakes, shout out to the last episode with Benny Schleifer.
Mr. Benny Schleifer. Yeah.
Yes, of course. But I think pancakes done right are probably better, but waffles have that crispiness.
They do.
You can get pancakes crispy.
Yeah.
Honestly, like when you cut into a nice pancake with some
butter syrup.
With some butter, some chocolate on the inside, and kind of just like kind of just melts in your mouth.
Okay, yeah.
Like I feel like I don't know.
Actually, this might be the first time two of you need a friend. I am resenting my pick.
Yeah,
I'm realizing I've had way more better I've had way better pancakes in my life than I have than I've had waffles.
Easily.
For shizzle.
I'm just gonna go. Let's just do it. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Pancakes over waffles and hot take. French toast. If it's done really well, is better.
Yep.
I could get behind that.
All there's right, this place right. in Seattle
what's
called...
What's your other two?
Wait.
Geraldine's?
Geraldine's Counter.
Oh, my god.
They have the best French toast I've ever had in my
life.
Good. It's crispy.
It's so good.
Holy moly.
They have that jam, too.
Yeah, oh, my god.
Freezer jam.
Are you guys familiar with the Little John's...
the Little John's...
Cinnamon roll?
The big cinnamon roll? Oh, my god.
That's a classic Charlie
it's the size
Friedman,
of, like, yeah.
Charlie Friedman
it's the size of, like, two faces, bro. But.
Yeah, it's huge.
All right, let's let Zom finish Mount Rushmore. We have two more.
Three more, because Mount Rushmore's four.
Yeah, so you went French toast.
No, pancakes. Oh yeah, you're right. Pancakes, French toast. I'm gonna go. I don't know if you guys are big on this, but Eggs Benedict.
Oh, okay.
Eggs
Benedict. I'm not a fan, but I'm also not a hater.
Yeah, I really like it. I just really like the sauce. I like the the bread. I feel like the there's
hollandaise.
Nothing. The hollandaise.
Yeah,
the,
it's nice. It's
the
nice.
Canadian bacon. Everything just goes great. And then number four. I don't know if you guys would put this on it, but I feel like I drink it and eat it so much. I'm just going to go smoothie.
Nice.
A good smoothie.
Nice.
Boom. That's a boom take.
There's some protein in there.
That's like a nine on the bus to me.
Some fruit.
I like fruit. I do mine with milk. I don't get people who do it with water. That's nasty.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. But you do have to put like one or two ice cubes in so you get a nice little like coldness.
Yeah, for sure.
Or frozen fruit. I use frozen bananas, frozen strawberries.
Oh my God. I made like ice cream the other day for breakfast like with my
Vitamix
blender. Yeah. I put like some like nice like chunky yogurt in with like some fruit and then I put like peanut butter and it like and some ice cubes and it made ice cream. It was so good.
That's awesome. Good. That sounds great. So Micah, do you want to take us away with the four?
I will. So I'm first of all going to do cereal and milk as just a whole.
A staple.
I'm not going to get into the specifics. We've talked about our opinions on the best cereals.
Raisin Bran. It is actually the most underrated cereal there is on the market.
See, I'm glad I'm able to convince you about this.
Yeah, it is very underrated.
That just shows my knowledge of food.
Yeah. I might have to get up. I'm not going to lie. I might have to leave right now.
Yeah.
That's how upsetting that was.
Yeah, I know. You know, that's what I thought to myself.
See, when I heard this guy. You are,
when I heard this guy.
You are brainwashed. You are brainwashed.
Yeah,
you are brainwashed.
When I first heard this guy say, Raisin Bran is a top five cereal, I was like, what is this guy thinking? So we're in Gopher, right?
Hold up. First app of the show. Yeah, Raisin Bran's on my number three. What? Are you 89 years old?
Are you 89 years old? That's
second episode. Yeah, I like raisin and cinnamon or what. It was
I hate raisins.
Oatmeal raisin cookies. What? I hate raisins.
Yeah.
And then we try Raisin Bran on the show, and he's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Okay,
he was brainwashed. I don't know who's brainwashing people to hate Raisin Bran.
You think it would be a health cereal, but
it's not. It tastes good.
It tastes good. It's like Frosted Flakes with cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's Frosted Flakes with cinnamon. I didn't eat the raisins because that's
be honest,
that nasty.
Zay, have you even ever tried Raisin Bran, or are you just a hater?
I would rather die than try Raisin Bran.
I know, that's
exactly,
what I was thinking.
Exactly. Everyone is brainwashed. Who's brainwashing these people?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, my guy. Take it away with your number two.
Alright, so my number two, I'm gonna have to go some nice sausages.
Okay.
I'm a big mango chicken sausage. I don't know if you guys have ever tried that.
Mango chicken?
Yeah, they had it at this hotel I was staying at. I got it every single day I was there. It was so good.
Mango chicken, that's interesting.
But just sausages as a whole. Yeah. I'm gonna go pancakes, chocolate, or blueberry. And then I'm gonna go for my last one, I might have to go some nice fruit,
some refreshing fruit in the morning.
Love some.
Nice.
Oh, you guys, what's your guys' favorite morning fruit? I like mango.
Morning fruit, to really wake you up.
Yeah.
Some tomatoes. Because they're actually technically a fruit.
Actually, technically they're fruit because they have seeds.
Yeah.
Good point, Zay. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this takes us to our fun fact of the day. Wow. I just was thinking, tomatoes are fruit. But also, did you know lettuce is a member of the sunflower family?
No.
What?
Wow. That's a fascinating, fascinating fact.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to Micah. Sorry.
I think I finished, haven't I?
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. So you went cereal, pancakes.
French toast.
And sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zay, have you gone?
I have not. I'll go right now.
All
right. At my first pick. Let me put this image into your brain.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
You're very happy.
I'm very happy.
You get a lot of presents that night.
Yep.
You go to bed. You wake up the next morning. You're sad because the day after your birthday, everybody knows it's the worst day of the year.
Yeah.
It's a whole another however many days till your birthday.
364.
You go to the fridge. You open it up. What do you see?
Leftover
birthday cake.
Boom!
That's my first pick.
That might be the take of the day right there.
That might be the take of the day.
At my number two, I got to put another image in your brain.
All right.
You're Jewish. You're celebrating the Sabbath on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You wake up Saturday morning. You're tired. You're thinking, what am I going to have for breakfast? You look in the pantry. You see leftover challah. What do you think? Leftover challah.
French toast!
Boom!
All the French toast is best bread. Not even close.
It's not even close.
To make like you have the brioches, you have the normal bread, and you have challah.
I'm thinking sometime this summer we got to get together and make some just like awesome challah French toast.
Oh my god, that'd be good. That would be
fantastic.
Possibly a weekend plan. I'm down to make it this weekend.
Some like challah French toast brunch.
Some brunch, perchance?
Brunch?
Some brunch, maybe a cup of tea.
Perhaps. Have you seen that baby?
Okay, back on track here. Here we go. I'm my third pick on the Mount Rushmore. I gotta go with some nice Applewood chicken sausage.
Okay, I like it.
Great pick.
It's a nice compliment to my next pick, which is a bowl with soft-boiled eggs, mm-hmm. some nice cracked black pepper, and some flaky sea salt. Just a stunner for me.
Yeah, really. It's like that's just like classic. 8 grams of protein there. Salt, pepper, simple.
Keep it simple. Yes, keep it simple, silly.
Keep it simple, silly.
Yes, of course.
I'm loving that quote. Is that the quote of the day? Keep it simple, silly.
Keep it simple, silly.
I feel like we've gone a little bit silly on the show, but we're also keeping it simple.
Yes.
Yeah.
New motto for two foodies and a friend.
Yes.
All right. I think that wraps up the episode. I think that was a pretty good episode. Thanks
for
tuning
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Zay.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. And this has been Saw, Mike, and Zay on KMIH 88.9
The Bridge. Boom.